All told, almost 2,500 had been arrested, and over 1,400 men, women, and children had died. Surviving infants and babes in arms had been graciously spared by Mother Church and consigned to other members of the vicarate to be reared. Children over the age of 4, those whose lives had been spared, had been remanded to monastic communities, most in Harchong, the citadel of Orthodoxy, with traditions of severe asceticism and discipline. Nor had Clinton missed the opportunity to trot out the handful of Carizian survivors of the Farade massacre. There weren't many of them, only 7, in fact, and every one of them had been a tottering physical wreck, eager to confess to anything, even knowing they were to be burned, if only that would end the horror their lives had become. And so they had confessed to every conceivable heresy and perversion, proclaimed their worship of Shan Wei, their hatred of God, the pacts in which they had knowingly sold their souls to the dark. Against the backdrop of that evidence of how deeply the Carizian apostasy had penetrated, that self-confessed proof of the Church of Carus's heretical abominations, and the way in which it had sold itself to evil, the Grand Vicar's long-anticipated declaration of holy war had been almost an afterthought. No one had questioned it, just as there was no voice raised against Clinton and the group of 4 in the temple lands. Not any longer. There was no one left who would have dared to raise one. Yet, if there were no raised voices, there were rumors, whispers, that the Grand Inquisitor's sweep had been less complete than he'd intended. Several of the condemned vicar's families had mysteriously vanished, and dozens of bishops' and archbishops' families had done the same. No one knew how many had escaped the Inquisition's net, yet the fact that any had managed it chipped away, if only slightly, at the omnipotent aura of Clinton's iron fist. There were counter-rumors, of course, whispers that the missing family's miraculous escape was proof of Shan Wei's influence, proof they'd been her minions in very truth, that only the Mother of Darkness could possibly have whisked them out of the Inquisition's grasp. There was no doubt in the minds of the people around Caleb and Charlian's supper table who was responsible for those whispers. Nor did anyone doubt that one reason they'd been crafted was to discredit any testimony those escapees might offer if ever they reached safety in the Carizian Empire.
"Forgive me," Wagner said softly after a moment. "This dinner is supposed to be a celebration. I apologize for darkening it."
"My lord, you're not the one who darkened it," Charlian told him. "We all know who did that, and I fear thoughts of what's happened in Zion are never far from any of us."
"Nor should they be," Caleb said harshly.
They looked at him, and he shook his head fiercely.
"Those bastards have a great deal to answer for, and we owe it to all their victims to remember that it's not just what they've done or tried to do to us. It's what they've done to anyone who dares to get in their way."
"Yes, Your Majesty, it is." Wagner shook his head sadly. "All our priests are reporting they've been approached by parishioners trying desperately to understand how even the group of 4 could commit such acts in God's name. We tried to comfort them, but the truth is that none of us really understand it ourselves."
He shook his head again.
"Oh, intellectually, yes, but inside, emotionally, where our own faith in the goodness and love of God resides, no."
"That's because you do believe in God's love and goodness, Heinrich," Greyharbor said. "I don't know what, if anything, Trinair and Maguire truly believe in, but I think we've all seen what Clinton believes. At best, he believes solely in his own power. At worst, he truly believes in some monstrous perversion of God. And in either case, he's willing to do anything at all to accomplish his ends."
"I'm afraid you're right," Wagner sighed. "But that doesn't give much scope for comforting those who are frightened and confused.
All we can do is urge them to pray, trust God, and remember the duty of all good and godly people to resist evil wherever it may be found, even in the orange of a vicar's cassock. I'm afraid that can be scant comfort, no matter how strong someone's faith is, and especially for those who remain ignorant of loved ones' fates, like Father Pater."
He looked across the table at Charlian, his eyes dark, and she nodded slightly in understanding. She knew how dreadfully tempted Wagner must have been to reassure Pater Wilson that his stepmother and his brothers and sister had escaped. She was more than a little awed by the way the young intendant had managed to continue discharging his responsibilities in the wake of his father's and his uncle's confirmed deaths, and the total silence where the rest of his family was concerned. She also knew how much Wagner, like everyone else who had ever worked with the young Schulerite, respected and admired and even loved him. Watching him deal with his grief and fear would have been hard enough under any circumstances. Watching him go through all of that when Wagner could have told him the rest of his family would be joining him in Tellisburg only made it even worse.
"But they're going to be here within another 2 or 3 5 days," she reminded herself. "Their ship's already halfway across the anvil. He'll know then, God bless him, and them."
"I understand exactly what you're saying, Heinrich," she said out loud, meeting those dark eyes head on. "And I agree. I wish there were a way to comfort all of those fears and concerns."
"If you'll forgive me, Your Grace," Grey Harbor said quietly, "I think you're about to do just that for a great many of your subjects."
She cocked an eyebrow at him, and he glanced at Wagner.
"You apologized for bringing the subject up, Heinrich, but the truth is, reminding us of what's transpired in Zion may not be that bad a thing, especially at a moment like this. I think it helps us here in Old Karis, and throughout the Empire, to realize how blessed we truly are. We at least know precisely what we're fighting for, that God has given us the opportunity to put an end to the butchery of someone like Clinton. How often are men and women given the chance to accomplish something that important? I think all our people, even those frightened and confused souls seeking comfort you just mentioned, realize that deep down inside. And that, Your Grace," he returned his gaze to Charlian, "is why your child is so important to all of them. Because they genuinely love you and Caleb, yes, I believe that too. But this child represents more than just the securing of an imperial succession. He, or she, is also the symbol of the struggle that empire was forged to fight."